Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda, 2, Chapter 8. We're in Jagannath Puri. It's summertime, Chandan Yatra, and this is the evening pastimes of Jagannath, Balaram Subhadra, in the summer season. They refresh themselves by going for a wonderful boat ride in Narendra Sarovara. And Mahaprabhu has come from Gambira, where he's been staying already in Puri, to come greet all the devotees led by Advaitacharya, and all the devotees coming from Bengal, Kanda, and Shantipur to spend time with the Lord in Jagannath Puri. We left off last week that and this meeting of all the devotees and embracing each other, paying obeisances and dancing in kirtan. So we left off by saying that in that meeting of all the devotees, there was such a manifestation of ecstatic love that not even a single person was unhappy. Hena se haila prema bhaktira pakash. Hena nahi deki yara na haya ulas. So I guess this is the key to making everyone happy. I said everyone manifests love. It says here there was such a manifestation of ecstatic love, verse 100 in chapter 8. Prema Bhakti Prakash. That's pretty straightforward. Anyone can figure that out. Prema Bhakti Prakash Sam Bhakti Ulas. They all felt satisfied, happy. Joyful, buoyantly happy, not just, oh yeah, how are you, I'm happy. No, I'm happy. Like, thrilling, you're just pulsating, radiate. There's one thing, yes, I feel a peace and contentment as a type of happiness. To feel peaceful or content within oneself, but to be buoyant and to be radiantly happy and just emanating happiness in all directions, and that's what ulas means. And no one nahi deki jara nahaya ulas. No one has ever seen such a manifestation where not anyone was unhappy, because every single person was loving Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was loving each and every devotee. So this is the keynote here, that we should love Krishna, and we should love each and every one of his devotees, and each and every one of his parts and parcels. The keynote is love makes everyone happy. Everyone's searching for happiness. And happiness is only found in relationship, a loving relationship with anything. We are living entities, human beings. We have impersonal relationships and personal relationships. Personal relationships are with living entities. And the more they're expressing their individual personal consciousness, the more personal those living entities are. So living entities in the human form are expressing the most, the deepest and most variegated expression of emotions and love possible in this world, the human form. But living entities in the form of dogs or cats or birds, they're also living entities, and we can have personal relationship with them because they're persons. That's part of the personal loving relationship with Supreme Personality of Krishna, Godhead, and all his personal representatives that are in living forms, expressing love to all of them. And then there's the impersonal loving relationships, loving nature. Nature, of course, ultimately everything is personal and everything is consciousness. But if we want to see that they don't really respond to our behavior, and they're passive recipients of our love, but they are also objects of our love and care and attention. The trees, the grass, the land, the sky, the earth, the rivers, the lakes. So it's personal love and transpersonal love. It's person to person, and person is impersonal love. Usually they say the impersonalists, they deny feelings and they deny. But the personalist, the Vaishnava, he loves all the manifestation of Krishna's personal manifestation and his impersonal manifestation. And ultimately, as I said, every single atom is personal consciousness, part and parcel of the Supreme Consciousness. Eko bhunam yo viridati kaman. Nityo nityananam chaitanas chaitananam. Everything is chaitana, chitta. But here, they were all manifesting love for the Lord, and he was receiving their love and spreading and sending forth his love to everyone in all directions. And no one has seen such happiness before. So this is what Krishna consciousness means, to spread love and to spread happiness. Prabhupada once said that our mission is to make the whole world happy. Vishvam Purnam Sukhayate. Not only the whole world, but the whole universe. Because this world, the earth planet, is a small speck of the universe, but there's millions of planets and so many demigods. So if we water the root of the tree, then thousands of branches and millions of leaves may be on that huge, unlimited banyan tree. But by pouring water in the central location of the root of the tree, the entire tree is nourished, satisfied, enlivened, sustained, and maintained. In the same way, when we center all of our attention and love and mentality and thinking and feeling and actions on God, Krishna, then all his expansions, nityo nityanas chaitanas chaitananam, that love is distributed everywhere. And then everyone becomes happy. Vishram Purnam Sukhayate, the whole universe becomes full of sukham, happiness, ulas. And this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the unlimited ocean of love with millions of waves going in all directions. And usually an ocean has waves which flow in one direction from the ocean to the shore. But Lord Chaitanya's ocean of love spread in all directions. And all 10 directions, 8 cardinal directions, and then upper and niche, so 10 directions, north, south, east, northeast, cardinal directions. So this is the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's love, that Prem Sagar. Waves and waves going in all directions, but then each, in that wave, there are so many dancing particles of water. And those waves of love of God, each one of those dancing particles of water is a jiva. So when the waves of Krishna's Lagaranga's love come on over a jiva, then he dances in those waves of love in his individual way. And then he becomes, say, a part of that wave. He becomes one particle in that dancing wave of love. One particle. A particle in a dancing wave of love. A particle in the dancing wave of love. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that when one is connected, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. What is love? What is prema? Is prema some unattainable, invisible goal, 1,000 lifetimes in the future? Prema is based on the position of the consciousness and the heart, the alignment of the consciousness and the heart. What is the alignment of the consciousness and the heart? The sense of awareness, identity, and the sense of feeling, emotion, love. When the consciousness and the heart is lined up, then one can be an emissary of love, an ambassador of love. We may not be oceanic in proportion or influence, but in our own small way, because Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave love. He gave it. He says, this Sampradaya is a Sampradaya distributing love. And Mahaprabhu has given it to every member of the Sampradaya that surrenders to his lotus feet and dedicates his life to glorifying the Lord of love and distributing the glories of the Lord of love in so many ways, in so many forms, through lecture, through kirtan, through bhajan, through behavior. We distribute love with just our behavior with the people we move through the world. We distribute love. Love isn't you just sit in a class and you give a prem kata. There's premachar also. Prem kata, premachar, actually the behavior of love. And then love includes many aspects of love. One is compassion. Karuna is part of prema. Because the original energy is Prema Shakti. Then all these are other Vidya is part of Prema, Karuna is part of Prema, Doya is part of Prema. All these subsidiary energies or Shaktis or emanations or expansions of Radharani. Prem Sarupini Radha. That's her Shakti. So Radharani is Karuna, she is Doya, she is all these Anugraha, everything, mercy, compassion, kindness. It's all coming from Radharani. So when one is carrying the love of Gauranga and Lord Krishna, then he exhibits all these aspects of Radharani's personality, her attributes. So this was not a single person was unhappy in that meeting. So here they are, they're meeting at the Atarnala Bridge, this 18 arched bridge over a river that's surrounding Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya has greeted everyone and he's leading them. Welcome, welcome, swagatam, swagatam. And some cities and the countries you go to Europe, it says welcome to Zurich, Switzerland. When you leave the city limits and go to the next country, thank you for visiting Zurich. They have a sign like that. So they have a welcoming sign. So here it's personal. Mahabhu went, swagatam, welcome, welcome. Garland, here's garlands. Flower garlands, here's Chandan pulp, here's Mahachandan and Mahaprasadam, all the things that devotees like. From Jagannath, this is, I'm welcoming you because you're my devotees, you're Gauranga Bhaktas, and Lord Jagannath is welcoming you because you're coming here to offer your love to him, so he's beat you to it. He's beat you to it. You're all coming here to offer your love to Jagannath. You're offering, all you cook so many preparations to offer Gauranga. Lord Jagannath's Priya Bhakta, and you've come here and you're so many fancy kirtan leaders from East Bengal and Shantipur, you come here to sing for Jagannath and his Rath Yatra and those 7 kirtan parties, and you come to dance for his pleasure much more stupendously and exuberantly than the Devadasis nightly dancing in front of Jagannath in the Gita Govind. And you come to glorify the Lord with so many stutis, and some of you, maybe Advaitacharya, you've just written a new prayer, Sanskrit prayer to Lord Jagannath. You're going to launch when you arrive before the Lord. And you stand before the Lord and recite your Sanskrit stuti and the Jagannath Astakam or whatever you may be composed on your way here. So all these services are waiting to be rendered by the devotees in that traveling party coming from Shantipur and Mayapur on the way to Puri. And they'll offer those services to the Lord and beg for his mercy and blessings. But before they could even offer any service, the Lord offered service to them. Prasad Seva. Prasadi Mala. Prasadi Chandan. And then what to speak of is Jagannath Prasad. He said, oh, you're coming to offer your loving Seva to me. And dancing and kirtan and stutis and pat and so many things. But I beat you to it. So the garlands, hundreds and hundreds of garlands came out. Mahaprasadam. And then Lord Chaitanya draped them on everyone's neck very lovingly, carefully, respectfully, honorably. And then he put Chandan Lepan and he decorated their foreheads, because when you're walking, your head gets hot and you get feverish. And what to speak of the fever, their excitement to meet Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. So now Mahaprabhu was his Ataranala Haite Dasta Danda Haile Mahaprabhu Ailena Narendra Raho Kule. Mahaprabhu personally led all the devotees from Ataranala to the bank of Narendra Sarovara. It took about 4 hours, although it's only about a half hour walk. But they oversee the Jagannath Rath Yatra. It's only a couple of kilometers, but it takes 8 hours, 9 hours. They stop and they chant and they dance and more chanting, more dancing, and more and more and more. And everyone's cheering, Jagannath, move, move, come on, come on, chakodol, chakodol, ow, ow, ow. And he's just sitting there. And then there's one man, there's a sarati, he's Daruka. There's a wooden Daruka murti there on the cart of Jagannath. And there's 4 horses, white horses, I believe. And then there's the human, the person, the Brahmin or whatever. He has a little horse whip in his hand. And he's a Auriya Vasi. And then he's actually the chariot driver of Jagannath's chariot. He stands there, he's usually short, like a jockey actually. Skinny and short, not like the other pandas who are quite healthy and stout. And then he leans over, he looks over the people and he says, hey you, is some there, he's speaking in a Rian language because all Rians there, you know, pulling the cart. He said, you want this black one to go? You want to pull this black fellow? Where do you think you can take? You think you can pull him? And they say, yes! And then he turns to Jagannath, they think they can pull you. There's a whole, the whole dialogue he does. A horseman. This devotee serves, he's a driver for Jagannath's cart. And the Daruka is also there in Murti form, but he's the living Daruka, or whatever, three-dimensional. And he said, no, he's going to stay here for the night, so you can everyone just relax. No, come, Jagannath. And he has this dialogue. So you want the carts to move? And they say, yes. And he says, Jagannath. And then the gongs start going, down, 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 down. Then he says, all right, go. And when he says go, then Jagannath's cart moves. He's like so much intimate with Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu was leading the way, but so like that, they didn't go very far. They went a little bit and stopped and chanted and danced. They went a little bit further and they stopped and chanted, should we go forward? Maybe they went backwards. As kirtan doesn't have any fixed direction. Kirtan doesn't have four speeds forward. A kirtan party can go in any direction. Sometimes the kirtan party is going down the street, and then they see some hall or something, or some people here and there, and they just change their path and go right into the hall and have a kirtan. I've been so many times in spontaneous, like we're going on kirtan, okay, we're going to go here from here to here and down the sidewalk. And someone says, oh look, there's some dormitories having a party, and let's go in the party. So then you go in the fraternity party, and they come in, Hare Krishna, and they go, what's this? And everyone starts dancing around. And you end up spending an hour inside the fraternity house in a kirtan party in Harvard Square or something in Massachusetts. It's like this, so the kirtan party can go any direction. So 4 hours it took them to get to Narendra Sarovara. Meanwhile, back at the temple, Hinakale Ramakrishna Sri Yatra Govinda Jalakile Kari Bhore Oila Narendra. At that time, Balaram Krishna Govinda, the Vijaya Vigraha of the Jagannath temple, they arrived at Narendra Sarovara for their boating pastimes and water sports. And then it describes about this program here. Hari Dwani Kolahala Mridanga Kalahala Shankar Bhedi Jaya Dhaka Vajaye Vishala. There was a tumultuous vibration of the chanting of Gauranga, of Krishna's holy names, mixed with the sounds of mridangas, conch shells, kettle drums, and other large drums. Well, there must be conch shells there because it's Sri Shankshetra. Jagannath Puri is called Shankshetra. It's even shaped, the overall shape from Bhuvaneshwar, Ekamara to Chilka Lake, Ekamara to Chilka Lake to Konark to Jagannath Puri. It forms these when you join these points together, Ekamara, Bhuvaneshwar to Chilka Lake to Konark to Jagannath Puri, the outline of that, consider the larger holy dam of Jagannath Puri, is shaped like a conch shell. As this Brajmandal is shaped like a lotus, and Mayapur Dham is shaped like a lotus. And then so many conch shells wash up on the beach there also. So when you hear about kirtan parties described in Navadvip Mayapur, you don't hear the conch shell word. There's mridangas, kettle drums, other large drums, but not conch shells. Sahasra sahasra chatra pataka chamara chaturdike shobakari parama sundara. The scene of the kirtan party with Mahaprabhu was beautified with thousands of umbrellas, flags, and chamras on all sides. It was festive. This is the keynote. That a sad kirtan party with the Lord going there personally dancing, we may of course take a vigraha on Shobha Yatra, a parade. But even without the Vigra, I know in the early days, I mean at least my early days, and 74, 75, and when I was on the street Sankirtan parties, Harinam parties in Los Angeles, There was many devotees carried flags, a little skinny pole, flagpole, very thin with bright flags, just plain color, pink, green, yellow, blue, bright colors. And then there were small 1 by 2 inch sticks, like one inch by 2 inch, or like thin sticks. And they would have posters from Spiritual Sky or rather, BBT rather. PBT posters stapled, and they would just put the two together and stapled and stapled to the wood. It's almost like stretcher bars, that type of wood, that soft pine wood from the very lightweight. And they would have one side, they'd have stapled Prabhupada, and the other side is Mahavishnu. They had these posters like that. Or Radha and Krishna, they poster Radha and Krishna and the Sringadeva, Prabhupada, 5, 6. So you can flip it either way you want. So... So then the devotees lead the party with these posters. So that was like the Murti. That was a Chitra Murti, a picture Murti, and flags. And then so many devotees would carry a big pack of incense, whole handful of 20, 30 incense to make nice incense fragrance. And then and light them as they would go. Because Spiritual Sky Incense Company was there. So we had unlimited supply of incense. So this is the idea when anyone, because there's different leaders in the audience and they head out Sankirtan parties, so it's not enough to just get, oh, where's, anyone have kartals? Oh, I have a pair. And in mridanga, there should be lots of kartals, lots of wampers, and as many mridangas as possible. But then the extras, the whole fanfare, all these things are here in this kirtan party for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party. So in these teachings, these narrations, there's so many exchanges between the devotees and how they behave and how they feel. There's so many levels of teaching and experience here in these leelas. But really, they're meant for meditation. The highest end of any book of leela is not just the rasas you draw from that, or the teachings or the fine points of behavior, but the ultimate experience of the pastime. And when one is on the level of bhava and prema, when he hears Chaitanya Bhagavat or any leelas of the Lord, then he relishes and can taste actual ras. There's no tasting of ras without bhava, without your own ras. You have to have a foundation of ras within yourself in order to process and mix all the rasas to actually taste bhakti ras. So without the sthayarati, one's permanent loving mood towards the Lord being established, there's no possibility of relishing, quote, the ras. You know, we hear some description of rasa tattva, we hear rasa-filled pastimes, but relishing? It's called rasa-swadnam. Rasa-swadnam, this bhakti ras, it's the combination of these 5 different bhavas. But the base, the pot which cooks all those, like you may have a pot, and inside that pot you put so many things to cook, and sabji and cheese and many things. So the pot, the cooking pot of all the rasas is a foundational ras, the stai bhav, stai rati. So at bhav that becomes established in a sufficient depth and shape by which all the rasas can mix in the pot. And then you can taste. So now we can just see that there is mridangas and conch shells and kettle drums, all kinds of drums. But here is more description of the kirtan party. It's we all around the world, we all go on Harinam kirtan, and we can go out on the kirtan and say, oh, where's the flags? There aren't any. Where's the posters or pictures? There aren't any. Where's the conch shells? Where's the kettle drums? Kettle drums, you have to have a whole cart to carry it out there. Kettle drum is about 4 feet in diameter and 2 feet high, and that'd be nice to put it on a cart, and it's made of copper or brass, it used to be. And then big sticks and boom, boom, boom. That's like a heavy drum. They wanted to make some big time sound. I mean, obviously, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party made a lot of Haridwani, as it says here. You're saying noise, oh, you're making so much noise, but according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is Hari Mahadwani, all 500 watts and 1,000 watts, whatever we can blast off. Because we don't have a kettle drum, so we have to put a microphone on our one mridanga and make it sound like a kettle drum. I think the keynote here is that it was raucous. It was awesome. It was uproarious. I mean, it was. They wanted to make a significant impression on the environment. Let's put it that way. They wanted to make a significant impression on the environment on their way into Jagannath Puri. They wanted to turn heads, open ears, and enliven hearts, and make people join in dance. Drop your knitting, drop your churning, drop your plowing, drop your eating, get out of your hammock, stop your sleeping, come run out of the villages along the route to Puri temple and join Gauranga's Sankirtan party. But if they just walk by and say, shh, very quiet, everyone's sleeping, very quiet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And 200 people slide by silently, village to village, for the 3 or 4 kilometers to Puri temple, then who will know they even passed by? And just like we're here in this Radhakund, right next to the Prikamari, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people file by our door. We don't notice them. They're not making any sound. I mean, they're least audible sound. They're talking, whatever they're doing, chanting silently. A thousand, thousand, thousands. I don't get excited. I don't get curious. I don't get interested. But then I hear some huge sound. Boom, boom. What's that? What's that? What is that? Who is that? What are they chanting? And then we're curious. When our senses become stimulated, then our mind becomes curious. Simple. You smell something tasty, then your mind becomes curious. Is that what I think it is? That smells like homemade bread. I remember walking to the railway station from Jagannath Temple, Chakratirtha Road, and I was walking along Chakratirtha, then I turned right and I went down. I'm working my way over to the train station and some new route, and then I went by some building with no sign. I went, wow, it smells like fresh baked bread. Unmistakable. And I became curious. Well, it would really be nice if we could find that bread. And maybe it would be nice if it was whole wheat bread and we could offer it to Jagannath or whatever. So you become curious. So therefore, uchai, sankirtanas, uchai, it should be loud chanting. And we're walking on the Govardhan Parikrama, and we maybe walk faster than some, so we pass the slower moving traffic on the Parikrama. And we deliberately, when we're chanting away from anyone, it's quite silent, almost like not audible. But then when I get near anyone, I say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, deliberately. Not to act as a sound to make them get out of the way, because I can maneuver without asking anybody to get out of the way. That's not my objective. But it's to, and I come on slowly, because there's different ways to chant, to indicate. One is horn, if you want to make horn chanting. You want to chant the holy name to act as a car horn to get someone out of your way. That's one way. But there's another way to chant Hare Krishna, to try to wake them, the tone and the bhav in your, the tone and the bhav mixed in your tone of your voice actually is compassionate and inviting. You have compassion and invitation in your voice, and you're reaching out to them to remind them of the Maha Mantra. So the tone of your chanting will be gentle but forceful, compassionate but concerned, and directed to them. So, because we've been practicing this for quite a long time. So that when I say Hare Krishna, relishing also. But loud enough so they understand, oh, and they'll look and they say, oh, he's relishing. I'm not commanding them. Hey, Hare Krishna! Or you come up behind someone on the Parikamarg when you're walking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna! Oh, someone, big train's coming through, you know. Ma, ma. And I've been with people who do like that. Very crude and very rude, and not really the way to chant the holy name. Holy name is not to be used as a foghorn to remove the traffic from your railway track. So it's we're distributing love through the chanting of the holy name, and in any way we can distribute, we want to. And we find it is anyone's, any Sankirtan devotee's experience, he finds, any, let's say, forget about Sankirtan, because that always brings it with it, oh, I'm not a Sankirtan devotee, I don't have books under my arm, I don't have a mridanga slung around my shoulders. Sankirtan devotee means someone is involved in and loudly distributing love in all directions. The Sankirtan devotee is someone who is loudly, kirtan means loud, and jap means inaudible, jap is inaudible, loudly distributing love in all directions. San means some dig, all directions. Loudly distributing love in all directions. This person is a Sankirtan devotee. Sankirtan, Kirti, the name, fame, and glories of the Lord. San, everywhere, in all directions. And Kirti, Kirti means uchai, loudly. Loudness, fame, the fame, the glorifying of fame. So it's so wonderful to hear about the Lord's Kirtan parties, because we're like following the Lord of Kirtan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the Lord of love, and he's the Lord of Kirtan. And sometimes they have these phrases on the internet, Kirtan, Emperor of Kirtan, or something like that. Have you ever seen Kirtan Acharya and Emperor of Kirtan? Well, I always thought that we were Dasana Dasa Sankirtan. I didn't know that anybody became an Emperor of Kirtan, or the, you know, the Raj of the Kirtan. I mean, Kirtan is Madhur. There's no emperors there. There's no rajas there. There's only dasis. There's only prem dasis. Prem, there's kinkaris and kinkar. Kinkaris and kinkar. Nam kinkaris and nam kinkar. The male servants of the holy name and the female servants of the holy name. Maha! Jaya Jaya Shabda Maha Hari Dwani. Oh, here is our Maha Hari Dwani. This means they had a sound system now. With Hari Dwani, and now they hooked up a sound system. Now it became Maha Hari Dwani. Iha Bahi Arakon Shabda Nahi Shuni. No sound could be heard other than a loud chanting of Jai Jai Hari Hari. So that's wonderful. No one's, everyone's cell phone was turned off. Everyone's cell phone was turned off in that kirtan party. You couldn't hear a cell phone. Ding, 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 ding. Ramakrishna Sri Govinda Maha Kutuhale Uttarila Asis Sabe Narendra Rakule. In this way, Balaram Krishna Govinda, the Vijay Vigraha of the Jagannath deities, they were brought to the bank of Narendra Sarovar with great pomp. Actually, when you see there in Jagannath Puri, we've had the fortune to see this Chandan Yatra. We stayed sometimes for that whole time I was in Puri for 21 days. And around the evening time after sunset, 6:30 or so, they come out of the temple with a palanquin. And one palanquin, maybe two, can't remember. But a palanquin, and on the palanquin are the Utsav Murtis of Jagannath Balaram and not Subhadravas. And they have the one palanquin has the Panch Pandava, they have Utsav Murtis of the Panch Pandavas for some reason. Then they have Balaram, Krishna Govinda and Balaram, they have, it's like this. And they carry him on these palanquins, and they just, and there's umbrellas over the palanquins, and they have these big bamboo dried palm, big leaves, dried palm leaves, fans about 5 feet long, and they're fanning, and they're running, and their band is playing, and they're playing gongs, mostly gongs, and they're going down the street to Narendra Sarovar, where these three boats are waiting, these long black boats, and they put the deities on. Panch Pandava is on one, and they're all small murtis, they're about this big or so. So there, this is the great ceremony and pomp. Jagannatha Goshti Sri Chaitanya Goshti Sane Mishaila Tana O Bolila Sankirtane. The associates of Lord Jagannath and the associates of Chaitanya mixed together, and everyone forgot themselves in the ecstasy of Sankirtan. So apparently there's a Jagannath Goshti and a Chaitanya Goshti. There's different groups, Sri Chaitanya Goshti. So the Ariyan Vaishnavas, Ariyan Bhaktas of Jagannath, they met the Gaudiyas. They all, because they had a common center of Jagannath. And they also must have been Lord Gaur's devotees. Dui Goshti Ekohai Ki Hoila Ananda Ki Vaikuntha Sukha Asi Hoila Murti Manta. Such happiness was experienced, Anand, when the two groups joined together that it seemed as if the happiness of Vaikuntha had appeared in person. Vaikuntha Sukha Murti Manta. Chatur Dike Lokera Ananda Antanayi Savakarena Karayana Chaitanya Gosai. Chaitanya Gosai personally enjoyed endless happiness and distributed that happiness to everyone in the four directions. Chatur Dike Lok Ananda Antanayi. So this is the, again, the Vishram Purnam Sukhayate. Happiness is Sukham. Anand. So Lord Chaitanya is distributing happiness in all four directions. Such a joyous, wonderful experience of Lord Chaitanya's life and teachings. When you think about he as the identity of Lord Chaitanya as the devotee of the Lord. Of course, he's Radha Krishna Yuga. But his identity as a devotee of the Lord and preaching and distributing love of God and telling people to chant the holy names and writing about the Shikshastakam. So you compare the life of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, who is distributing love of God, and Lord Jesus, who was act as a devotee of the Lord, Guru. And he came to distribute love of God and he preached love of God, but his life was so much difficult, so much suffering and tortures, and he went 40 days in the desert and fasted, and a very austere and difficult life he had, although he was also preaching love of God and trying to distribute it. He was successful to a limited degree. Lord Chaitanya, when he came as a devotee of the Lord in that aspect of himself, he was blissful and everywhere distributing happiness and love in all directions. So apparently the time wasn't right when Jesus came. When Lord Chaitanya came, the time was right. And the same thing is here today in 500 years after Lord Chaitanya's advent. This feature of distributing happiness and love in all directions, which we mentioned earlier, is the whole purpose of Gaudiya Vaishnava religion. Other religions are distributed so that people follow them, and get their own perfection in a limited way. That members of the Ramanandi Sampradaya, they preach to the children and others. But outreach and going out everywhere to everyone, this is the Gaudiya speciality. If you examine the Ram Bhaktas or any of the Bhaktas and Lakshmi, all the four sampradayas, they're not outward mad about preaching and distributing. Like Lord Chaitanya was Sima Chaitanya, he was like a lion. He was roaring and running down the street practically to distribute love in all directions. And the Gaudiyas, you see the Gaudiya devotees, there's so much. Of course, there's the Bhajanandis and Goshtianandis within our ranks. So some only do bhajan, but so many do the preaching, Goshtianandi work. Whereas in the other sampradayas, practically everyone's a bhajanandi. They give a class in their temples to the faithful and the congregation, and they initiate the children of their children, and it goes on like this. And somebody comes in, but running out to find, it says that Gauranga chases after the conditioned souls. He runs behind them. That's why this... Vasu Ghosh or someone wrote a song. If Lord Chaitanya had not come, where would we be? If Lord Chaitanya had not come, where would we all be? We're all so indebted. The whole human race is indebted to Lord Chaitanya. We would perish and be lost. And you see that now, through the combined efforts of all the preachers going around the world of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, that all the young people of the world are interested in kirtan, Nam Kirtan, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Hare Krishna Mantra, huge popularity. So this is the massive distribution of happiness and love. People are finding out all around the world, in Europe and America, that by, okay, forget about all these strict regulative principles and sense control and even being a vegetarian, so many things that are required to actually properly execute spiritual practices to make tangible spiritual progress. But people are just taking it at this level, they're taking up kirtan. People are just sitting down doing kirtan and they're feeling so much love coming inside of them and so much happiness that they can't even conceive. And then that creates all the sukriti for them to go forward. That's why we say it's an offense to preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless. But anyone can hear the Sankirtan. And what happens is they develop their sukriti. By hearing the Harinam and engaging these kirtan functions, these non-devotees, let's say potential devotees around the world, they take up that bunch. And then through that medium, the holy name is giving them some happiness. And the holy name is giving them some love, an experience of love that they never found on any other avenue. And then that increases their eligibility and their sukriti to take up more, to get a book, to get a teaching, to get a lesson, to meet a devotee. And then you can preach to them. So everyone's forgetting themselves in the ecstasy of Sankirtan. This is the way to forget yourself. The way to forget yourself is to experience ecstasy in Sankirtan. Actually, when we're not in Sankirtan, we're very much in ourself. We very much remember ourself. And unless we're self-realized, the self that we're operating on is not very, agreeable. But when we become a realized self, then we can revel and relish our own experience of our own self-realization of the self, Atmaramata. But until that glorious moment comes, we're very much absorbed in what we are and who we think we are and what we are, a misidentity of the self. But they forgot themselves in Sankirtan. Bulila Sankirtan. Everybody, Bulgaya, they forgot themselves. And they're experiencing happiness in four directions. Ram Krishna Sri Govinda Utila Nokaya Chaturdike Bhaktagan Chamara Dulaya. Balaram Krishna Govinda, the Vijay Utsav Murtis, they are placed in a boat in the Rendra Sarovara, while devotees on all sides fan them with chamaras. I think there's a shortage of chamaras these days, because when we were in Puri and they were on the boat, they didn't have any chamaras. And generally they used to have oil lamps on the boat so you could see them, because they're all dark around the Rendra Sarovara. Even now there's no public lighting. And they would have oil lamps so you could see the murtis and the pandas and the boats moving. So now they have these emergency lamps. These little lamp on a bat with a battery attached to it. And it's aimed towards the deity. It looks so funny. Emergency lamps on Jagannath's boat. So, like this. Ram Krishna Sri Govinda Nokaya Vijay Dekhiya Santosh Sri Gauranga Mahashaya. Well, what I'm saying is, on all sides around the murtis, not anyone had a chamara. Everyone was just sitting there. And there wasn't any singing on the bank. There were some kirtan parties of different devotees. So the grandeur and the opulence of Jagannath's, let's say, boat ride is somewhat reduced in the modern age, at least externally. Ram Krishna Sri Govinda, I said that. Gauranga felt satisfied in seeing the boat festival, Balaram Krishna Govinda. Prabhu Sakala Bhakta Laya Kutuhale Janpadiya Parilena Narendra Jale Garanga and his devotees all joyfully jumped into the waters of Narendra Sarovara. So after the deities of Krishna and Balaram, which means Jagannath and Baladev, and then Govinda, they have a separate deity of Govinda representing Krishna and Vrindavan. So they, after the Lord rides in the water, then all that water is considered like Mahaprasadam. So then they can play in it. Oftentimes I've seen in Puri, you may not believe this, but I've seen in Puri on the beach that someone brings their deity, Gopal or something like this, and they go down to the water's edge, and they, right before they enter the water breaks and it starts, they put the deity down on the sand so the water can just come up the sand and wash over Gopal's feet. And then they put the deity back in the basket and back on the dry sand with their relatives. Then they go swimming because they consider that now the water has been offered to their Gopal. This is their bhav. It's a fact. So the bhav is like this, that devotee doesn't want to relish anything that's not first offered by to the Lord, even a bath in the ocean. Of course, in the scriptures it says that if you can't bathe in the Ganga or Jamuna or Kaveri or Om Ganga Cha Jamuna Cheva Godavari Saraswati Narmada Sindhu Kaveri, all these different sacred rivers of India, if you can't bathe there and get purified by that bath, then you can bathe in the ocean at Jagannath Puri. It's called Mahodadi. It's called Mahodadi. It's a great tirtha place because the Ganga enters into the ocean, the Ganga Sagar, and all the sacred rivers eventually enter the ocean, which appears there. And of course, the Garanga bathes there, and all the deities in Puri, after when they change the big deity, all the people in Puri have their family deities. They put them Visarjan. Visarjan? They immerse them into the ocean. They ask some fishermen. They all pile their Jagannath Murtis up on the fishing boats, and the fishermen go out there some distance, and Jagannath goes, you know, scuba diving there. They put him inside. He goes inside the ocean, and then they wash up sometimes on the beach. I remember I was walking on the beach one night, and I saw glittering in the water's edge, late at night, it was maybe full moon night, I was walking. And I saw something shining, and what is this? And I looked, and it was a murti of Jagannath on the beach. And he was about 15 inches high, tall or whatever. So I dug him out of the sand, it was just shining, so I took him out of the sand. But he didn't have his arms weren't there. So I took him to one saint there, one Gaudiya saint that I knew. And I said, I found this deity, is there some significance of that? What does it mean? And he said, well, this is a time, it hasn't happened in 18 years, it usually happens in 12 years, but this time Jagannath deity hasn't been changed for 18 years, so all the villagers also changed their deity, and they're mourning also, because when they change the deity, they consider they lost a relative. And they, all the ladies were black, and they mourn. They do mourning for 2 weeks, and no one eats anything but spiceless khichdi and many things. It's a very human-like experience that Riyan Bhaktas have in their Ragmarg Nara Leela, human-like relationship with Jagannath Ji. So because they feel that Jagannath that was their relative, now there's a new Jagannath, like a new baby Jagannath is appearing when they carve a new one. It was after 18 years, this particular year. So many, everyone had their relatives, Jagannath, they put in Visarjan in the ocean, they made a new one. But until they, for some time, they mourned over the loss of Jagannath. They didn't immediately have a new deity for 2 weeks or so. They were mourning over the loss of the relative. This is Rag Marg, it's inconceivable to us. But they have so much this personal, human-like mood towards Jagannath. So I found this deity, and the saint, saintly person said, well, the arms have washed off in the ocean, I suppose, and so it really can't be worshipped. I said, what should I do? And then he said, Because I said, does it mean anything? And he said, it just means the deity washed up. I said, okay, fair enough. I said, what should I do? Should I worship him? He said, no, you can't worship him. But I have a carpenter friend coming from Calcutta for the Rath Yatra. He can put new arms on. So I said, no, that's nice. And so you come back after Rath Yatra. So I came back after Rath Yatra. I said, you have that Jagannath deity? I thought he would be with me. No. So he said, yes, he put the arms on, but he looked so good, I decided to keep him. He looked so good, and I decided to keep him. He got he put new arms into Navakalevaram. They have like this, just the Navayovan, it's called Navayovanam, where he gets a fresh look, so to speak. And there's a whole process how they do that. So then that saint kept him. So I thought, well, okay, I guess Jagannath wants to stay in Puri. He doesn't want to come to Vrindavan. So my mind is kind of going to my Puri memories. Prabhu Sakala Bhakta Lai Kutuhale. So now what happened? Gauranga and all the devotees joyfully jumped into the waters under a sarovara. Shunavai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Avatar, Ye Rupe Narendra Jale Karila Vihar. This chapter 8 of Antyakanda part 2 is called The Water Path Science, Narendra Sarovara Jal Keli Leela. This is the title of the chapter, Narendra Sarovara Jal Keli Leela. The Water Path Science of Gauranga and Narendra Sarovara. So the Lord is enjoyed, now all the devotees with Lord Gauranga are enjoying. So first Krishna's pastimes and then Gauranga's pastimes, they're going back to back. And then when Gauranga, it's so interesting because Krishna and Balaram came and had water pastimes like they do on Yamuna or anywhere in Bhavan Sarovara. And then Gauranga came afterwards and he went to the same Sarovara, Narendra Sarovara, and he's having pastime with Gaura Bhaktas in Gaura Leela. That was, Vrindavan Leela was just enacted. Krishna and Balaram's boat ride with Govinda or Krishna Govinda, the Vijay Murti. That's Braj Leela and Narendra Sarovara, Vrindavan Leela. And Vrindavan Leela just moves a little bit this way, then it becomes Gaur Leela and the same Yamuna and the same Parishad. And Govinda's there, but now Govinda's Mahaprabhu. And then Krishna and Balaram, they're also there. Balaram is Nityananda. So Nityananda, everyone's there, and the same Narendra Sarovara now becomes Gaur Leela. And then Gaur Leela, you see in the context of Gaur Leela, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he goes back into Vrindavan Leela as they're splashing water. And he starts remembering the water splashing pastimes in his Smaran. So Krishna Leela becomes Gaur Leela, Gaur Leela becomes Krishna Leela. As this goes back and forth. So here are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya in the waters in Narendra Sarovara. And here you have it. Purve yamonaya yena shishugana meli mandali hayakari lena jalakeli. Previously, the Lord and his coward boyfriends formed circles and enjoyed water sports in the Yamuna. So now Gaur Leela has become previously Purva. Here are the pastimes performed by Sri Krishna Chaitanya in the waters in Narendra Sarovara. And then immediately he starts talking about Sri Krishna Balaram in the Yamuna. Se rupe sakala Vaishnav gana meli paraspara kare dari hoila mandali. In the same way, Gauranga and his devotees now form circles in the water by holding each other's hands. So there's circles of devotees. So when you have the circle, it's called a splashing circle. It's called a fighting circle. Like you may have a wrestling arena and then two men pair off in different corners, so that if you look in any direction, you see six or eight different pairs of men wrestling in one big wrestling arena. There's all circles in the water. The circle, and this circle was the younger Gaura Bhaktas, and this circle was, you know, similar adhikar and similar respectability. They were recognizing that, and you'll hear about that. Gaura Deshi Jalakeli Ache kaya name se jala krida arambilene pratame. All the Gauranga Bhaktas with Mahaprabhu in the lead, they began their water sports, jal krida, with one well-known Bengali water sport named kaya. Kaya. Kaya, kaya. Sounds like that Dravida gorilla. And Krishna Leela was saying, Gila, 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 Akila, Gila. Kaya, Kaya, Bali, Kaya, 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 Bali, Karatali, Dena, Jali. Kaya, Kaya, Bali, Karatali, Dena, Jali. Jale Vadya Bhajayena Vaishnava Sakale Kaya Kaya Valikara Tali Dena Jale. Very nice. The Vaishnavas called out, Kaya Kaya! They clapped their hands in the water and produced musical sounds by hitting the water in a certain way. Ever done that? And ta, and then you go like that, tong, ta ta, toof, and psh. You go like this in the surface of your fingers, psh, tong. Like this. So they're having this wonderful water sports. Gokulera Shishu Bhav Haila Sabar Prabhu Haila Gokulendra Avatar. All the Garanga Bhaktas became absorbed in Braja Bhav. Gokul Bhav. Gokul Shishu Bhav, the Bhav of a young boy of Gokul, Gokul Balak, Balak Leela, Bali Leela. And Gauranga accepted the Bhav, Krishna Bhav, the Lord of Gokul. This, there you have it. Gaur Leela, it's just a change of Bhav. One Bhav, you're in Gaur Leela, one Bhav, you're in Krishna Leela. Same form. You're in Sadaka Bhav, Sadaka Rup Bhav, and you're in Siddha Rup Bhav. The Bhav. The Bhav transports the person to the different Leelas. The Bhav. So by Shish Gokul Bhav, then they're sitting in Puri and grown up men's forms and Brahmins and Pandits' forms of Gauranga Bhaktas. They're in Gaur Bhav, Gauranga Bhav. And they simply change dial above. They change their bhav, and immediately, they're not in the Narendra Sarovar anymore. They're in the Yamuna, and they're not pandits and gosais and Gadadhar pandit and Jagananda pandit and Gangadas pandit. Now they're balaks. They're gwalas. They're coward braja gwala. They're coward boys of braj. Gokulera Shishu Bhav. So now we're in Sadaka Bhav, and we're in this Sadaka Roop, and we're doing service to Guru Vaishnava Hari. And then we do meditation and we enter a different Bhav and Siddha Bhav as Manjari or as young Brahmin boy, and then we do service there, and that we meditate in our Bhav. Then we enter into that thought and that feeling, into that place. This is what's going on here. Baya nahi karo sabhi ananda vival nirvaye ishvara dehe sabhi dena jal. Overwhelmed in ecstasy, the devotees forgot everything and fearlessly splashed water on the Lord. So there's no high and low here. There's not even equality. In this coward boys, there's some characteristics of the bhava of the coward boys in relation to Krishna. They feel, I'm equal to you, Krishna, I'm better than you. So this is the bhava that the coward boys can feel. The dasas, Patrak and Raktak, Payoda, and these different household servants, they can never think, I'm equal to you, Krishna, or I'm better than you. Krishna, you're not a big man. I'm a big man. I defeated you so many times, and you had to carry me on your shoulders. How do you say you're a big man? So this is their bhav. They feel like this. So, okay, we're splashing water on each other, coward boy to coward boy. We're splashing on Krishna too. Heavy dose, right in your eyes. Hey, stop, it's not fair in the eyes. Wow, there's no rules in this game, my friend. Protect yourself or get splashed. So we'll continue there. Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jai.